The Syrian army has made fresh gains against militants outside the capital, Damascus. Syrian media say government troops have retaken strategic territory from militants near the town of Hosh al-Fara in eastern Ghouta. The recaptured areas were an important base for the Jaish al-Islam terrorist group. Syrian forces backed by the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah have liberated vast parts of the country from militants over the past months. The gains by Syrian troops and allied fighters have dealt a heavy blow to militants. Well, to discuss all of that further, we're now joined by Mr. Ajam Baraka, who is a human rights activist, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Cali in Colombia. Mr. Baraka, thanks for joining us. Let's start off with the amnesty first. How do you feel about amnesty for militants?
From a human rights perspective, it is a reasonable position to take. As you indicated in the report, it has been the policy of the Syrian government to offer amnesty to militants who have taken up arms against the state. And as a consequence, vast numbers have in fact turned themselves in, given up their arms, and gone back to civilian life. It is a reasonable one, a position that is, because it can avoid unnecessary bloodshed. With the cutting off of the supply lines to Aleppo, there's a real possibility of a siege and a very costly invasion of the city that can result in tens of thousands of lives offered. So it is an offer that I'm hoping that the militants in that city consider very seriously.
As you mentioned, of course, the Syrian army, as well as, of course, Hezbollah and others who are supporting it, have now cut off those supply lines for the terrorists, especially the supply lines coming in from Turkey. How significant do you think that is? How do you think that will change the facts on the ground?
That will significantly change the facts on the ground. That supply line to the Turkey was, in fact, a lifeline. And as a consequence, the soldiers held up in the city were able to take a hard line or a firm line with the Syrian government. Now that that lifeline has been cut, there is a serious possibility of perhaps a peaceful resolution of that fight there in Aleppo if the militants take this offer for amnesty seriously. We're hoping that happens because of the tremendous loss of life that an intensified urban conflict in that area will result in.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Baraka, we of course appreciate your insight.